we're at Federation Square. And this, again, was part of that 1990s push to do something with the edge of the riverbank. And this is another project that emerged out of those visions for the river. So part of those high-profile civic ambitions that government decided. Some of you will remember the recession that we had to have. This was sort of post that recession, and the idea that we had to get Victoria back looking flourishing, looking civic, looking busy. So in 1997, which again doesn't feel very long ago to me, the two buildings that fronted Flinders Street, called the Gas and Fuel Buildings, two huge commercial buildings that faced that way, were demolished. And a huge and brave decision by government. The only way it could happen is that government owned them. Because obviously if they were privately owned, they'd still be there probably, or we'd have something else. But government happened to own those two buildings, so they demolished them. Those buildings completely blocked the city from the river. You know, they were a wall along Flinders Street. So the River Edge site became the site for Federation Square, and it was an international competition with an extremely eminent jury. And at the time, I know that once again, Jeff Kennett was the premier at the time. And I remember the press recorded him saying, "I don't think I like it very much, but this eminent jury has chosen it. They know a lot more than I do about what might be great in this spot." And so he said, "I'm going with it." And so he, to his credit, he said, "We're going to do this." And it's been controversial. Some people love it, some people hate it, but it's been here for 20 years now, and it's really found its way into being the place that everyone says, "I'll meet you there." Everyone knows where it is. It's a kind of an identifier. It's a pivotal place in Melbourne. It's a very recognisable and well-acknowledged design. And the designers were called Lab Architecture Studio, and they relocated to Melbourne, and their partners are still here in various roles. Lab doesn't exist in Melbourne anymore. The idea was that a disparate number of different project types were located on this one site. So we've got part of the NGV is here, we've got SBS, we've got the Centre for the Moving Image, and then we've also got the Koori Heritage Trust, which was designed as a little commercial building, and then there's some other commercial buildings. So it's this group of buildings, and the way Lab designed it, they were not from Melbourne, but what they picked up from Melbourne was our laneway network. Their narrative about this is the idea that this is a combination of cultural and civic buildings, reaffirming Melbourne's fluid network of laneways, arcades, those sorts of things. Except what they did was they just said, "But we're not interested in the orthogonal geometry of what Melbourne does. So we're not going to face the laneways north-south or east-west. They're just going to be a network of random paths that you can investigate and find." And it's very confusing for people like me who like orthogonal grids. But once you get to know it, yeah, you wind your way through it. There are pathways that lead you through to the river. So it's that idea of being, there's something similar about the way you wind your way through Melbourne, but it's different. It's kind of a different experience of that. And the other interesting thing is that this has now been put on the Victorian Heritage Register, and it's, I believe it's the first building in the world, the first 21st century building in the world to be heritage listed. And it was listed for all sorts of reasons of protection. Protection from development, the idea that we've got to make sure we hang on to what's worth hanging on to and have controls in place.